You're listening to Real World News. Resisting neoliberalism.
Asian fisherfolk communities denounce the WTO. The Philippine Fisherfolks Movement and the Sea Fish for Justice Network has been present in several meetings of the WTO to express their demands, as in Hong Kong in 2005 and Geneva in 2006. This time, fisherfolks returned to the Swiss city to tell the 7th ministerial of the greatest trade organization of the world that their policies are suffocating them. Roberto Alerosa is one of the members of this movement and has been protesting in Geneva with a boat that he and his friends built and have traveled through the city with it, holding their demands. In 2006, they had built several boats with which they protested in Lake Leman. In an interview with RIA World Radio, Alerosa stated that they are protesting against the WTO because they violate the rights of the Asian fisherfolks. He explained that free trade, the liberalization of their products, is violating their rights, their way of living. He also stated that free trade is risking their food sovereignty because their livelihood is the sea. By allowing sea products from other countries to enter the Philippines and Southeast Asia, consumers cannot afford our local products because the foreign ones are cheaper, said the member of Fisherfolks Movement and the Sea Fish for Justice Network. Moreover, he denounced that there are less fish in the seas of Southeast Asia because their resources have been depleted by several types of illegal fisheries carried out by transnational corporations.
Real World Radio has the great pleasure of being interviewing to Roberto Alerosa. He's part of the Fisherfolk Movement from the Philippines and the Sea Fish for Justice Network. Roberto, before everything, welcome.
I come from Philippines.
Yeah.
In the southern part of the Philippines, in Luzon, Philippines.
Okay. Roberto, tell us, why did the fishermen from the Philippines, why did the fisherfolk movement decided to be here in Geneva these days?
Yeah, it's not only the first time we did it. Even in Hong Kong, we go to Hong Kong on the last fifth ministerial meeting, and also in last 2016 here in Geneva. And today, we came here again to protest against the WTO. Because this World Trade Organization, the policy of this organization, undermine our rights being a fisherfolk, small fishers in the Philippines. Not only in the Philippines, but in Southeast Asia.
In which ways do you think that the WTO policies are making your lives more difficult? How the fisherfolk suffer the WTO policies?
Yeah, the free trade liberalization, the liberalization of our marine products, and makes our livelihood forgotten. They undermine our rights, the rights to access, the rights to food, and the right to our livelihood. Because foreign products, foreign marine products from other countries are being free to enter our country, and then our local produce, our local fish, cannot be bought by the consumers because they are more cheaper than ours. But that's why it makes us more pressure to get more peace, to have more time to get peace, so that we can have enough money to feed our family.
Okay, so the fishes which come from other countries are sold in the Philippines, and you have more difficulties because they are cheaper. You have more difficulties to sell your own products there. And tell us, Roberto, can you sell, for example, to outside your country your products, or is it impossible for you?
No, this is impossible. First, we have not enough fish to sell to the other country. In fact, our country is suffering now more food deficit. There are less fish in our country because the major fishing ground, the marine resources, are being devastated by different kinds of illegal acts of fishing. Because some of the foreign vessels are coming in, they use more effective gear and destroy the corals. And some are investing money for the peace fund, and then they cut mangroves, you know, the trees along the shore, and then they destroy the coral. So it costs the fish more less this time.
This is made by transnational corporations in your country?
Yeah, mostly they do it. The entry of the foreign vessels undermine our rights to the fishing ground, because instead of the small vessels can get more fish, the foreign vessels can get more, because they have more effective gear to do that, to do casting fish.
And Roberto, I can imagine that eating fish is something which is part of the culture of the Filipino people. So your food sovereignty is being damaged by this way. Do you think about it?
Yeah, that's correct. Being the fishers, our livelihood is come from the fishing ground, from the fish, from the seas. So the most important food for us is fish. Without fish, I think there is no peace in our mind without this. So through the policy of the WTO, all these rights were gone from us. They get from us. So now, as you can see, we will show to the negotiators of the WTO the kind of food that we are eating this time, because we don't have enough money to buy food, so we eat just arroz caldo and then the dried fish only, the small fish that they bring left by the foreign vessels, foreign commercial fishing vessels.
Okay, and just to finish, Roberto, you are having meetings here and you are all together with different social movements, social organizations from all over the world.
Yes.
Do you think it makes your efforts stronger, that you all together can really make a force against the WTO? What do you feel about this meeting with all these social movements fighting here against this deregulating and liberalization policies which are being taken here?
Yeah, I think this is the best option that we can do, though. To talk together, to work together with other social movements who are also opposing the WTO. By this way, I think some of the other people who don't know yet about the WTO can learn more about this kind of activities. Because with the help of other social movements here, some information that being taken by the WTO are now spreading to the people. So they will learn that they are also affected by this kind of policy. So with that information, maybe from now we can have more support group from different sectors.
Okay, Roberto Alerosa from the Fisher Folk Movement from the Philippines and the Sea Fish for Justice Network, Real World Radio, thank you very much.
And that we also thank you for every one of you, like the media, so our information, our sentiments, our wish will be spread to the entire world. So thank you very much also.
Thank you.
You're listening to Real World News.